is it possible that one has a mystical experience, like trusting your way of life?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can say your own experience, your own mystical experience in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider yourself a happy person? And what does actually happy person look like?
Mm-hmm.
Main question is, in these days people talk about the collapse of the world. And what do you think about that?
And about future.
Yes,
about.
Mm-hmm. Can foresee the future and
can I foresee?
Yes. The future, and are there some information about it in your webpage?
Mm-hmm.
And then what would your advice to the readers? Maybe some concrete story audience like
yes, some message, yeah. Some, by a story.
For Vyesnik is daily newspaper. One question, how much of people in Croatian and Zagreb respect you for the spiritual message that you are bringing us?
It is actually to be a monk in the Hare Krishna movement means to make a journey from the values of the Western cultures, which most of us who live in the West have been brought up, to the values of the spiritual culture. One of such values which is very important is that it does not really matter so much what you achieve in terms of material position and material achievements, but the quality of life through the spiritual realizations and so on are the deciding factor.
Can you explain, please, your
Sikhi? Yes. This is called a danda, which is composed of three rods. They signify the body, word, and mind. A monk like me wears this to remember that he should really engage his body, mind, and word in the service of Krishna. Often I explain this danda to be like an antenna to the spiritual world. Nowadays people take great happiness to receive through television and radio information of from areas which are far beyond their experience. Spiritual initiation into the life of a monk, which helps us to receive in the heart information of the eternal spiritual world.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible that one can have a mystical experience by practicing your way?
Certainly. Our path is meant to give a person an experience. The ancient yoga scriptures of the Hare Krishna, of our tradition, tell us that just like a eating person gets the experience that his hunger disappears, a person in a Krishna consciousness gets in the same way a very, very distinct spiritual experience of satiation. That's the reason why the monks, or why the members of the Hare Krishna movement can easily give up a life of illusory material pleasures. I want to tell you about two things which I realized. One is something which is not only pertaining to members of our spiritual tradition. However, the specific form in which it occurred is the result of practicing Krishna consciousness. In the year 1984, I was brought for a minor operation into a hospital near Passau. When I was operated, all of a sudden my consciousness came back because the anesthetic doctor had given too little anesthesia into my blood. First, I wanted to scream this pain, but I realized that my body was no longer obeying my orders. As I was almost turning insane from excruciating pain, it made a little and all of a sudden I was over the operation table seeing how the doctors operated on my body. Then I was leaving the operation table and going into another, going through the wall to another room. Noticing that I was leaving my body, I came back once again in utter shock. Then a whole series of realizations came. I saw myself as a little soul being moved onwards by the wheels of time through my youth, my days in school, my journeys to the Orient, up till the time where I became a monk and began traveling all over the world to spread Krishna consciousness. I also saw in that scene and in that time a very distinct spiritual realization of Krishna, which was extremely fascinating and fulfilling all my existence with great joy and ecstasy. Later on, when I returned after the operation to external consciousness, I told the doctors about it. They were first skeptical, but when I told them of a conversation which they had before, during the operation, a conversation about golf playing, they were shocked, but they were extremely shocked when I told them the readings on some of the instruments which could not have been read from a position of my lying body. This was, let me say, an involuntary spiritual realization with revelations or visions of the eternal soul and of Krishna. But during spiritual practices in India, at a holy mountain called the Govardhan Mountain, I had other experiences which showed me very distinctly that I'm separated from this material body I, the soul, am an eternal, cosmic traveler, so to say, and that by practicing a spiritual process, one can definitely connect with God. Now, I want to make a very important observation. It is actually not good if one talks about his mystical experiences on the public marketplace, as if going to the market and screaming out the names of and the price of products. It is described that someone who is serious in his spiritual life will treasure these realizations in a very careful way, so that they are not lost on the by you know, talking about it like a journey to the Adriatic Sea.
Do you consider yourself a happy person, and what does actual happy person mean?
I will answer this question with a story. In India, you will find this musk deers. What's the name of them? Moshus.
Moshus, yes.
Yes. In the springtime, they produce this wonderful perfume, which women in the West also use. Now, it's very interesting to note that Moshus deer himself becomes highly attracted to the smell of this perfume and races throughout the whole forest in order to find the cause of where it lies. He goes to the spring, he goes to the clearing in the forest, he goes all over, but because he does not know that it comes from inside of him, he is looking for it in vain. So in spiritual life, we understand that happiness is a state of consciousness. It is not something which is to be found outside. To give an example, a king can sit in a palace and be totally sad and depressed if his state of consciousness is like this. So the ancient yogis of India teach us not to make alterations in the outside world, not to look for happiness in our surroundings like the foolish moshosphere, but to adjust our consciousness, and they give us exact methods how we can be happy even in a little thing. I can answer your question like this. I personally think that I consider myself a happy person, but there are a few things which are making me still a little unhappy. One is that people have so little information about spiritual life that they gallop like moshus deers around the forest of material enjoyment. The second thing is that, so that's a cause of unhappiness. But it, but it is not so extremely bad.
In these days, people talk about the collapse of the world. What do you think about that?
I think that in the world, many changes will take place within the next 5 to 10 years. A major change will be ecological changes and economical changes, and one change we can unfortunately already experience in our lives in this area of the world. It is the changes of board, of you know, political borders, and so on. It is not difficult to say that the world is steering into very problematic times. This is exemplified in a little story from India about a man who was a woodcutter. One day he decided to make a novel way or new way of cutting branches. Whereas in the past he had always cut the branch before him, he wanted to get the additional piece of wood and therefore cut the branch next to the trunk. At this time, then, man came by and said, "Don't continue to saw like this, or you will fall down and break your bones." But he said, "No." So he continued, and of course, he fell down with a branch, and he had a terrible accident. When the same man who had warned him came back again, this man was now lying with broken bones on the floor, on the earth, said, "Oh, you must have been a great astrologer." what I want to say with this story is that it's not difficult to say that the world will change in many ways, and that it's programmed to get into an ecological and economical holocaust. And what is more important maybe is that there will be a holocaust of human relationships.
Just a moment, Alan može objasniti precizno. Nekom se i precize zakon, vas kad dojete ti za ekonomiše, onda ekologiše, verwendungen, was ist mit dem menschlichen Holocaust in spiritualen Wesen?
Yeah. In English? Yes, I will continue in English. So let me ask the question so that Yashashvini also understands. Could you tell us precisely what you mean with ecological and economical and also human holocaust? Ecologically, the weather will become more disturbed as a reaction to the pollution of the air. Land will become more polluted, rivers, and the whole ecological balance will therefore suffer, because air, water, land is all connected like different parts of one and the same body, the body of Mother Earth, so to say. Economically, there will be inflations of money all over the world, because people have overextended the economy over the natural means, and the, human-wise is people live now a life which is almost ignoring the inside. They are going more and more away from their spiritual essence, and they are losing themselves totally in a life which is totally disconnected from themselves. People nowadays are in a experience a strong crisis of meaning. They find themselves in a life which they can't really identify any longer with, because they have lost themselves into the external world and left their own souls behind. Such estranged people only know the crisis. Therefore, violence and other emotional disturbances will become more and more and more. You have heard maybe that the place where I am working, that is Germany, is again afflicted by racistic tendencies. It's a problem. It's a real problem. That is only one result of people losing their spiritual balance. If I am a spiritually minded person, I will see that there is the same soul in you and me and Turkish men and Jewish women and so on and so forth. I will see them as brothers and sisters of the same family. Where is there place for racism? Or let us take a spiritual perspective on ecological and economic disaster, Holocaust. People say, this happens because, the ecological disaster happens because the air and the water is polluted. But nobody speaks of the origin of pollution. The origin of that pollution is a pollution of the consciousness. The consciousness can be polluted by greed and by zealous and all these things. And then a person will just take more and more and more and exploit the world around him. So Krishna consciousness offers spiritual solutions to the ecological, economical, and human holocaust.
Ja, Sie haben sehr pessimistische Ideen. Wo ist die Ausgang aus dieser Situation?
You have very pessimistic ideas. Is there a way out of these situations? Well, I have not ended my description of the future. This is important. Just like in the summer, you can see that the heat increases and increases and becomes almost intolerable, and then in nature there is a balance that the clouds have become full, you know, the water has evaporated by all this heat, and then the water is again coming down and taking care that the atmosphere becomes cool. Nature has also the time, cosmic time. In cosmic time there is also such a self-regulating process. That self-regulating process takes care that after people have experienced a lot of misery and suffering, a new era is coming. Even the very scriptures say that within this time period, which is called the Kali Yuga, there will be a time also such a self-regulating process. That self-regulating process takes care that after people have experienced a lot of misery and suffering, a new era is coming. Even the very scriptures say that within this time period, which is called the Kali Yuga, there will be a time which is extremely, fruitive and fertile for human relationships, but much more, which is extremely conducive for spiritual development. It is described that this time period will come soon, but before that relieving time period, the heat of the materialistic atmosphere will become greater and greater. So I would suggest, well, then we can go to the next subject.
Only for me. One. Soon, in 1 month.
No, within a period of 5 to 7 years, we will feel more and more that it becomes intense, and then it will be a relatively fast period of intense suffering, and then a period which can be almost called a golden era will come. The Vedic scriptures are not so precise as far as the datings are concerned. They give the principle, but we could, if the readers of Astro Express are interested, we can question a few very, very, very competent astrologers in India and can make a precise get precise informations. So then the next question is,
foresee the future and there's some information about India.
Yeah, the information I think we have, is there some information we have given? I think the advice for the reader is now. So the question is, can you give an advice for our readers how to deal in these times? Well, it is very easy. If you feel that a very dry summer is coming, you better get some water into your basement. So we should prepare ourselves for the times, not only materially, but more important, we should prepare ourselves spiritually. Each one of our readers, I want to encourage you to find your own, to go back to your own spiritual balance. Because if you have that and feel that, it will be easy for you to deal with this. I would like to conclude with a little story which makes it clear. Once there was a very interesting farmer. Every day he went to the fields and came back in the evening. One day he brought with him a stone. As he sat in his little hut, he began hammering with a hammer on that stone. Soon something emerged which looked like an elephant. "Ah," he said. And the next evening, he brought another stone with him and began carving an elephant. After some practice, his elephants were so beautiful that the king of the country heard about them and said, "Farmer, make me an elephant like you have done." "Then," said the farmer, "come back in 3 months." The king returned, and when he saw the elephant, he was fascinated. It seemed that the elephant would begin to walk any minute. It seemed to sweat and blow his trumpet. Boo, 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 boo. So the elephant was very, the farmer was very, let me say, the king was so fascinated that he said, "Farmer, I give my whole kingdom if you can teach me to make an elephant like this." "Wait," said the farmer. "It's very simple. I can teach you in one sentence. You take the stone, and then you take everything away which is non-elephant." You understand? Yeah. So this is also what I want to teach, want to tell our readers. Identify your goal in life. Think about it deeply. Write it even down, so that it is crystal clear for you. And then, for the rest of your life, you just take away everything which is not your goal. Then, this is an ideal life. Now, how can you identify your goal, your elephant, so to say, your privatichni, your private elephant? It is easily done if you hear the timeless wisdom of spiritual India. It has been translated by the efforts of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is, so to say, a spiritual ambassador of this ancient spiritual culture. He has brought this Vedic knowledge, this timeless Vedic knowledge intact as it is to the Western world, and you can avail yourself of it and use it to identify your elephant and then to reach your elephant. Voila, Una, Hare Krishna, and Sri Aivalya.
Yes. How much are people in Croatia and Zagreb respected for the spiritual message that you are bringing us?
Many. How many? It is difficult to calculate. When you look up in the sky, you will feel many. You will see many birds who enjoy the freedom of flying. Some fly very high, some not so high, some just 20 meters above the ground. In the same way, there are many people in Zagreb who enjoy the freedom of spiritual teachings. Some of them are very advanced, others are just starting to practice vegetarianism, which is a non-violent form of eating based on ultimately on the spiritual value that the souls are. Which is a non-violent form of eating based on the spiritual values that souls are equal in all forms of life. And others are just beginning to ask the first questions. Like the different birds, they are all flying in the which are all flying in the sky. Many different kinds of people are interested in spiritual knowledge, and it's more and more and more. I have heard that in Zagreb more and more people accept that there is a soul different from the body. More and more people begin to follow a more healthy and fulfilling vegetarian form of eating. And then we go with our with our devotees out on the street to bring spiritual music into the daily life of the people of Zagreb. Many hundreds of people flock around, applaud after each song, and ask relevant questions.
A to je kako on vidi budućnost Hrvatske, mislim, ovog
to bi za ovaj
rata, ovog i onog, da.
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 How do you see a future, Croatian future, because now is a war in Croatia,
I have heard about this political crisis, but it's very complicated for me to understand all the details. I can therefore only make a general statement. I think it is a crisis. The word crisis originally comes from the medical language. Crisis is the time where the patient either becomes healthy or dies. That is a crisis in the medical term. So this political crisis can be used in two ways. It can become healthy, Croatia can become healthy, or however, I personally think that the future of Croatia looks very bright. Why? Because the people here have a natural warmth and of heart, and they are very, very friendly people. I cannot imagine that the karma or future of the Croatians, who are such nice people, is a very dark one. It would be unjust by the cosmic laws.
Okay.